This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. When production is running slow, it's hard to know where problems originate. Is it your application code, users, or the underlying systems? I've got $5 on DNS, personally. Why scroll through endless dashboards while dealing with alert floods, going from tool to tool to tool that you employ, guessing at which puzzle pieces matter? Context switching and tool sprawl are slowly killing both your team and your business. You should care more about one of those than the other. Which one is up to you? Drop the separate pillars and enter a world of getting one unified understanding of the one thing driving your business, production. With Honeycomb, you guess less and know more. Try it for free at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. Observability, it's more than just hipster monitoring.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security. I'm Corey Quinn, and last week I screwed up Nick's name due to a brain fart on my end. My apologies. Nick Frechette wrote an incredibly handy guide on the ordered steps to take to avoid CloudFront or DNS domain takeovers on AWS. Naming things correctly is definitely on that list. Sorry, Nick. Now, a different handy walkthrough that I found talks about how to configure something that shrieks its head off whenever someone logs into AWS via the root account. Given that it comes from a former employee on the AWS Trust and Safety team, it's well worth the read. And the Center for Internet Security releases a series of benchmarks for how to reasonably configure a variety of platforms from a security perspective. Their AWS version just released an update, and I found an approachable post that goes through a great summary of what's new. And it all looks pretty reasonable and straightforward to me. So check that one out if you care about security, which presumably you do.
This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at AWS AppConfig. Engineers love to solve and occasionally create problems, but not when it's an on-call fire drill at 4 a.m. Software problems should drive innovation and collaboration, not stress and sleeplessness and threats of violence. That's why so many developers are realizing the value of AWS AppConfig feature flags. Feature flags let developers push code to production, but hide that feature from customers so that the developers can release their feature when it's ready. This practice allows for safe, fast, and convenient software development. You can seamlessly incorporate AppConfig feature flags into your AWS or cloud environment and ship your features with excitement, not trepidation and fear. To get started, go to snark.cloud/appconfig. That's snark.cloud/appconfig.
AWS had a single post of note, introducing message data protection for Amazon SNS. And that was a bit hard for me to wrap my head around. And then Scott Piper nailed it on the Twitters with, "It's MACI for SNS." And now I'm wondering what the point of me even is. That's just a perfect summary of what the hell this thing does. If that sounds like something you'd have interest in, check it out. And I know I've talked about Parliament before because it has that IAM hidden in the middle. It's a pun. Yeah, it's an IAM linter for AWS. Version 1.6.0 just dropped, so now's as good a time as any to revisit it. I hate writing IAM policies, and this makes it a little bit easier. And that's what happened last week in AWS Cloud Security. I'm Corey Quinn. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.